Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. When Shapeshifter's 2009 album, The System is a Vampire, came out, it was the band's hardest and heaviest to date. Shredded synths, frantic beats, yet still with a distinctive sound that has made the drum and bass group iconic, both here at home and increasingly overseas. The latest release, System Remix, is, as the name suggests, a series of remixes, including multiple takes on the same song, by producers known and relatively unknown from home and away. Pete Diggs, Shapeshifter's frontman, joins me now. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
It must have been quite hard for you, because often in these remix albums, people do go a bit harder. They take a song that's a nice song and they just crank it up. Now, that had already been done to a big extent in this album, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know, remixes, they're interesting in so many ways, you know, because you're hearing another person's interpretation of your song, which is always quite fascinating. Like, you don't really know what angle they're coming on, and, you know, they're your baby, so you know where they were born from, so it's cool to hear other people's angles. This actual album was quite a tricky one because we basically had a competition and we just got let a whole bunch of producers from around the world send in, and we basically voted through, and we got hundreds. I almost got tired of hearing my own voice.
Did you do the stems thing? Did you? Where you put up? Yeah. Just to explain to people, this is where you basically make available different aspects of the track. So here's the drums, here's the synthesizers, here's the voice. People can play with them to their heart's content, like a kit set, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, and that's what we did. And we've learnt from past experiences that letting artists do what they want to do with the song, like I was saying, can really open up different angles. And like the remixes that we got done by State of Mind and the Upbeats pretty much opened a whole bunch of other avenues for us in Europe. Hospital Records approached us and said they love the song, can we do some work in the future? And we were just like, yep.
Because State of Mind, they're obviously a big overseas act.
Yeah, they're very international, outer national. They represent, they fly the flag for New Zealand really hard, and they're taken pretty bloody serious in the dance music world over in Europe and UK and around the world. They tour regularly, like ourselves.
So how many of the people that actually entered the, you know, Remix Your Stems competition made it onto the album?
I think only one.
Yeah.
Only one, but it was really tough.
Is this the Wellington producer?
Yeah, Dahlism. It's time to move. It was a tough decision to choose the one. I think we kind of just drew it from a hat. There were actually about 10 really awesome tracks that we like. Hopefully, maybe later on in the future, if we get a chance, that we could get them out and that. Mm. But like, some versions were truly crazy. But like, you know, oh.
I suppose the beautiful thing is these days, because of, you know, the interweb, that you can actually get out as many tracks as you want to get out. Or in fact, you may not be able to stop them from getting out, regardless. That, you know, what's on the album, what's on the CD, what's on the, you know, the LP.
That's right.
It's only
beautiful
the tip
thing.
Of the iceberg, isn't it?
Yeah, it is exactly that, the tip of the iceberg. You can't really, like when we first started, we were kind of like iffy on what people listen to and of ours and what they remix, and because people ask us,
you've got to protect your brand, don't you?
Yeah, in some ways, but also we live in a world of modern day music. It's exactly what you're saying, is there's people can produce in their bedroom, they can get around the world through internet, and sometimes I really love those bootlegs. I love people that just bootleg their stuff because they're obviously just passionate about your music, and they give you their version. And you're not expecting it. Some of those, sometimes I love those the most.
I think bands like Naked and Famous have found this as well, that some of the stuff that, you know, has been done semi-officially has taken off more than the official versions. And it's a democratic process, isn't it? If there's a million people that like that version of the song more than they like your version, well, I'm sorry, but that version's better.
Yeah, it's still them anyway, you know, and boom, technology.
So now, nowadays, the band does take a fairly sort of open-minded approach to, obviously releasing your stems pretty publicly. You're saying, we understand there's going to be a lot of this stuff floating around, official, unofficial, you know, versions we love, versions we don't like. And you're just saying, hey, that's just part of the business.
It is part of the business nowadays. You just got to embrace it, you know, kind of... The Jamaicans have been doing it for a long time. Those dudes are really fresh on it. They'll like get one hit song or a rhythm, the rhythm, the beat, and that will come out, and it'll just be like 7 to 8 different artists, just doing their mixes, versions. And I've always loved the reggae dance hall scene for that, and embrace. I'd like to embrace it a little bit more.
Seems like it's worked this time around. You got another brilliant album, and going all sorts of great places. I suppose the only hard thing is you can't play the remixes on stage or anything like that, can you? So much. Do you find yourself incorporating some elements into the way that you start playing songs again?
Well, exactly. Yeah, right there, man. We've been talking about that because some of the remixes we got have been like hot, awesome, and just kind of like inspirations to us and sparks in our belly that we kind of needed to kind of rekindle the fire for our old songs again. Because after, you know, we tour a lot, sometimes when you play the songs over and over and over again, it can get quite karaoke and you don't want that to your own song. So we're lucky we're a live band, so and we're known for remixing and doing new stuff and live stuff that's not even on any album. And next time we come back, we'll have some tricks up our sleeves.
I was going to say, what are you up to? Because you've just had a wedding in the family, of course.
Yes, been busy.
Devin just got married, and didn't he? Yes, is that right?
That is correct. Devin and Hannah, congratulations. And, the Abrams.
And what else have you been doing? Where are you based at the moment?
At the moment, I'm based in Danger Beach. Muriwai. Danger Beach, if you've seen the show.
And you're not playing out and about so much at the moment? Bit of a winter solstice, is it?
No, we're really busy. Basically, we've just finished the summer circuit. We're wrapping that up. And pretty much we're getting ready end of April. We're moving to Berlin for the year. Going to be basing ourselves there. We've got a whole bunch of gigs to do in the UK and Europe. And we're just going to collab, do some remixes, produce some stuff. We've already got a few songs for the new album, so it'd be good to actually record them in some nice foreign cities.
Well, as we've discovered from some bands we've interviewed recently, Berlin is the place to be, so I'm sure you will have a great time over there, probably just hanging out with other Kiwis.
Yeah, we've got heaps of buddies going. We've got heaps of buddies.
And look forward to catching you on the summer circuit, which hopefully you'll be back for at the end of the year. Best of luck. Thank you. And that Shapeshifter, their new album of remixes, System Remix, is available in all good record stores. Are there still such things? Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this week's show. If you've missed something and you'd like to hear it again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on air.